Well, there will be 40-odd thousand people at Denain Stadium Friday night hoping that that song is playing after a tough four quarters of football, and the assistant Mark Webb joins us on the program now. Good morning, Webby.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Going very well, thank you, mate. How's the week off treated the boys?
Yeah, look, it was a good freshen up. They had most of the weekend off. We trained heavily on Friday and then had a session on Monday and Wednesday, so we think we're pretty primed and ready to go for a big game against a very good side.
Okay, no Luke McFarlane. John Griffin, how's he pulled up?
Yeah, look, John's available for selection, so that's a bonus, and it's something that will be decided today. So we've got the opportunity today to finalise the side, I think, this afternoon. So obviously the match committee will go through that and see what sort of a lineup we want to go with. And he's trained well, and he's given himself an opportunity.
Webby, Ross Lyon is the master of a lot of things, but geez, he's been good at the moment of getting away from the match and just focusing on Ryan Crowley by saying, oh, he might not, we might see how we go here. I know you're obviously not going to lean us either way, but it's certainly been a big discussion point, especially in Melbourne. I believe on Monday it was the back four pages of the paper.
Yeah, look, it's a unique situation with Ryan and the fact that he's missed so much football, but he does bring something different to the table that I guess a lot of other players don't give you. So it's an opportunity there that he's a player of that quality. But once again, that's got to be finalised, and it is with Ryan, he's a quality person. But when that gets finalised, decision made, we'll be fully behind whatever decision's made. And if he does get the opportunity, there's no doubt he'll give it everything he's got. But we've also got a lot of quality players in there that have played all year who can give us plenty as well.
Webby, it's been an interesting 2 weeks for Hawthorn. I'm sure as a coaching panel you've taken a bit from it. Obviously, 2 weeks ago here in the West, they were dismantled by the West Coast Eagles, and then they go back home and just destroy Adelaide as well. So I guess you've got to see how you can beat them and maybe some of their weaknesses, but then you've also seen their strengths when they're up and running if you give them that time.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, they're a quality side, and you look at different games, and the West Coast game, it was a very intense, tight inside game, and West Coast through some of their strong forwards and some of the quality pressure around the ball were able to beat them on the night, and then you could see a really strong, steely Hawthorn come out the next week against Adelaide, and we know that they're a side that you have to be at your best to beat, and we understand we know that our best is as good as anyone's, and we can beat anyone. So we come with our strong effort. We'll give ourselves the best chance.
Are you confident with Matthew Pavlich? I mean, he's obviously carrying that ankle or Achilles problem. Has the rest been really good for him? Because he's probably the most rested player over the last month in AFL history.
Yeah, look, and no doubt with players, and Matthew's played so much football, and he knows his body well, and the quality strength and conditioning and medical team here have set out a good plan for him, and he's ready to go. It's real credit to Matthew and those guys that he's able to compete and play so much football again this year. He's certainly bubbly and bouncy, and he's looking forward to it, and he's ready to go.
Fremantle assistant Mark Webb joining us on the program this morning. Whether Ryan Crowley plays or not, do you tag Sam Mitchell with the form that he's been in? I know it's something that Fremantle have stayed away from throughout the season, but with the way that he plays here at Domain Stadium and the numbers that he's been getting, you'd almost need a run with.
Yeah, look, it's a tough one because when you've got such quality depth within the group as Hawthorn do, you focus on one and then another one can get off the hook. So it just depends on, we know we've got the options there on whether we want to go with that heavy tag, but you also got to look at, well, if you do go heavy tag on a guy like Mitchell, you're letting guys like Hodge and even their outside runners like Isaac Smith off the hook too. So it's a balancing act, and we've got to try and see for the dynamic of the team and the way we're playing this week on what's the best matchups, and even during a game we can also go to needing, if we need to, just to have a player we can run with. So we're just going to make sure we see what's the best dynamic, and whether that's a full tag or not, we'll decide that later today.
Now, your forward line's been an issue, and you've kept things pretty close to your chest all year. Now, I want you to give us up. Yeah, what about Pierce or Tabernacle? Can we see them in the forward line? Or, you know, give us something.
They're not listening, Hawthorne, we promise.
Yeah, look, it's one of the dynamics we sort of had a look last week where we went a bit smaller forward, and we've got the opportunity, I think, with guys like Alex Pierce and Matt Tabernacle and to go a bit taller as well. So it is. It's a tough ask, but the balance is key, and we'll just wait and see which one gets right, the so nod. But
you give us nothing again.
Yeah,
not bad.
We've got the opportunity. We've got
the balance
with plenty of time. We've still got a few hours up our sleeve.
Hey, Webby,
you've only had 2 weeks to think about it.
Sometimes more time makes it more confusing. Webby, what's the vibe been around the ground? Obviously, 2013 was a great year for the supporters to come down leading into Grand Final week, but this is what you're playing football for, a huge prelim week. What's the feel like been around at training? Has there been some good numbers of supporters coming down?
Yeah, we had a closed session yesterday, but previous to that we had some good numbers on the Monday and Tuesday, which was really strong. And even just walking around the city of Fremantle, the businesses and the people around town really embrace it. And it is a bit of a sea of purple down here, which is great. And we're really, really comfortable where we're at. And the supporters have always been thick and strong within the club. And they've obviously been through some tough times and they've seen some good times. And they want and I'm looking forward to all the success that is around for the club. So it's been really good, and we're looking forward to getting a strong Freo crowd there on Friday night.
And just before we let you go, is it you or Ross who's got contacts with Qantas or Virgin?
Yeah.
I saw that they got held up a little bit yesterday, Hawthorne, eh? About 5-6 hours, I believe, they were stuck in the airport for?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The same thing happened to us last year when we travelled to Sydney, and look, it doesn't really have that great a bearing on you. It does change your schedule a bit, but with sides like Hawthorn and us who are seasoned professionals and travel so much, it's really only a minor hiccup that doesn't really affect too much because you're so drilled and so well planned on your scheduling that you can pick up time here and there and be right to go. So I know for sure that the quality of the players that did travel yesterday that a little minor layoff won't concern them too much. They're pretty strong and mentally strong and we're prepared for that.
Webby, we really appreciate you coming on the program a day before the prelim. A big thank you to the Fremantle Dockers for making yourself available. Best of luck and hopefully we're speaking next week leading into a grand final.
Definitely.
No problems. Thanks, guys.